Dear friends, here in this psalm we have had a rehearsal of the Lord's dealings with His people as they left Egypt. So it is a summary of God's dealings and the responses of the children of Israel. What we find again and again, dear friends, is that here is a people who are unfaithful. And here is a God who is ever faithful. Here is a God that we read in verse 43. Many times did He deliver them. How wonderful that is. Do you see what is this saying? Grace. Grace there is from God towards sinners, towards those who are provoking God to punish them. It is as if they are tempting the Lord to punish them. And yet He delivers them. He says in verse 44, nevertheless, He regarded their affliction when He heard their cry. He answered these unfaithful people's prayers. What do you learn, dear friends, from these words? Will we repeat the actions of these people? Will we repeat the sins of Israel? Are we provoking God in any way? Well, my friends, this is telling you, stop. Stop and look to God. Look to His grace. Do you think you have provoked Him to anger? Do you think you have sinned against God and maybe tonight you feel guilty and so depressed about these things? Well, learn from this as well. See the grace of God for these people. Have you done the things that Israel did? Have you taken some idols? Oh, of course we do that inwardly in our hearts. But see the wickedness that is cataloged here and yet see the grace of God. And that is why the psalmist, at the end, he's praying to God. If God has done these things for these people, if God has saved them, he still prays and he says, save us, O Lord, our God. Save us. They need rescuing. They need salvation. So he's praying to God for salvation. It is a good thing to pray to God for salvation. He's praying with hope. He's praying with faith. He says, we already have gone amongst the heathen. We've been defiled. We have been made unclean by the ungodly around us. He admits that. And that's why he says, gather us from among the heathen in verse 47. Why is that? Why should we be gathered? Why should God save us? The purpose is this, to give thanks unto thy holy name. And to triumph in thy praise. You know, when you sing to God's praise, if you're a Christian, you're singing the glory of God. You're praising the glorious God. And you are saying, against all odds and against all the demons of this world and Satan himself, Christ has won the victory. Christ has finished his work. Jesus Christ has saved my soul, not because of my goodness, because I failed him many, many times. And when Satan tempts you to despair and tells you of all the sins within, by singing God's praise, you are saying, it's nothing to do with me. Everything to do with me is a failure. But Jesus Christ has won. So he receives all the glory. And so he finishes saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. From everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Dear friends, in certain denominations and among certain Christians, they don't say Amen at the end of praise or at the end of prayer. I always ask myself, why is that? The scripture says to us, we are at the end of prayer, at the end of praise, we can with confidence say, Amen, let it be. And so he says, and let all the people say, Amen. Now may God be praised. Amen.